Hour number two, our friend Jamie Yuccas is back. Joins us a couple times from Paris. One of the times was really quick, though, because Simone Biles came over. And I don't know, for some reason, she decided to talk to Simone Biles instead of us.
Yeah, she only had about 90 seconds for you that day.
Yeah. I mean, I can do a lot of work on the balance beam, you know?
Do you think you'd be best on the beam of all the gymnastics events?
No, I'm not a very good balance person.
Vault? Floor exercise?
I'm trying to think.
I don't see you on the uneven bars.
I think it's the floor exercise, but I would just run around. But I would stay within the four lines.
That counts.
That counts.
Simone can't always do that.
I got a pretty good somersault. I can do a flip off a diving board, but not just on my own.
Yeah, there's a whole thing about sticking the landing. I think it's
okay.
A little easier when you're going into the water.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Plus, the springboard helps a little bit. Just me running, you know, my great leaping ability.
Well, come on. The floor exercise floor, that's got some spring to it, too.
I could put my arms out a lot. You know, gymnasts do that.
Mm-hmm.
I did point out, if house walking was an Olympic event, I would be like Spitz, Phelps, and men's basketball combined. I am a brilliant house walker.
Well, they have speed walking. No, granted, it's outdoors.
That's not house walking. House walking is the ability to navigate your house in a way where you're not disturbing others and you're walking with some alacrity. But you're not, you know, moving your hips. I do have two speed walkers in my neighborhood. A couple.
Legit speed walkers?
Yes.
They're going?
How fast do they have to be going? But they're doing the arms and hips thing.
I think you have to have the hips. That's the big.
No, their hips. The hip, you know. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the hips. Their hips don't lie. I mean, Shakira would approve of their hips. But house walking, I mean, if we can have breakdancing, we should have house walking.
Breakdancing's already out for 2028. It was a nice
Is it gone already?
Yep,
is it because of the Australian cheater? Is that it?
She wasn't a cheater. She just wasn't very good at it.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a tweet right before we came on the air. We're going to get to a few different topics here. And Jamie, 135. Has Hauser confirmed 205 yet?
No, he is not. Now Susie Jones is texting me as we speak.
About what time? What does your text say?
She says, hey, the cut we heard there with Ari.
Yeah.
I almost got arrested trying to get an interview with Walls.
Oh, well, we might have to have her.
We're going to need that story.
Yeah, we're going to need that story. So we're going to have her and Hauser. Do I need to step in and text Hauser? Because he's probably running or he's drinking or he's hanging with Coomer.
Well, he's got a lot of hours till the Obamas show up tonight. Like I told you, I think he's trying to run around Lake Michigan today.
Could be.
Starting on the west side.
I mean, I know he doesn't have any kids who go to school there because they all go to St. Thomas. Maybe he's playing ping pong. He views himself as an amazing ping pong player. Maybe he's hustling people. So maybe it'll be a Tom and Susie combo before the show is done. Saw a tweet suggesting what is the best Bob Seger song. I retweeted it and said, Night Moves. Thanks for playing. Game is over. Did a little smiley face. I've mentioned this before. Senior year of high school, Bob Seger was my guy. I moved on fairly quickly to others. I'm not a big fan of, like, Journey, okay? When I think of 80s rock, yes, Springsteen. And I'll admit I came to Springsteen a little bit later. But I think of Rush and Journey and Kansas and REO Speedwagon. Let me just get my thoughts in every one of those bands. Blech. Gross. Awful. Terrible. If they're playing on my patio, I would shut the new blinds from Pella windows. So Seger was my guy. I think I told this story about 10, 12 years ago. Seger's at the X. Two things stood out. I text like five. Like I live here. I'm the rare Minnesotan who doesn't hang out with all his Minnesota or all his high school friends. I'm still friends with him.
You didn't have any friends?
Lots of friends. That I can tell you. But we still touch base. And in fact, a friend of mine, it's a good reminder, has reached out a couple times, and I need to get back to him. But I did reach out to like five or six of the group that used to drink, smoke, play floor hockey in my basement, and then go to parties and hook up with their girlfriends all sweaty. And, you know, I'm sure that was a really attractive quality. And almost all of them were at the Seeger show. And then I looked around. It's when Jen and I were dating. And I said, God, look at how old everybody is. She looks at me and goes, yeah, they're about your age. So just, they're just calm down. So for me, Night Moves is my favorite Bob Seeger song. Probably Hollywood Nights, Turn the Page. That's my top three. That's it. What is your favorite Seeger song? And were you ever much of a Seeger? I don't know. Are you Seegerian? I mean, what are you if you're a diehard Seeger fan?
Yeah, I don't know what you are.
Yeah.
Seegerian, that's not bad.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last two you named, Turn the Page, Hollywood Nights, they're right at the top of my list.
They're very, very good. Not Night Moves?
Night Moves, no. No, it's top 10, but it's no, that one, good, but I like prefer others. I prefer Beautiful Loser.
I'm going to throw this tape at you.
You wouldn't hit me. I've seen your arm.
Tremendous. Where does Seeger...
Her Strut I like.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here.
It's a good tune.
Come on. Where did Seeger fit in the 80s of music? Never was Springsteen. Probably wasn't... Thank God he wasn't Journey. He was kind of that next level, right? But fairly loyal audience.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of his hits came in the 70s, too, mid to late 70s.
But a lot of those groups, too, are 70s.
Certainly, but I guess when I think 80s rock, you know, you certainly...
I went
you
early.
Don't think Seeger, you think hair bands, you think, you know, Van Halen, Aerosmith.
That's like mid to later.
Yeah, but that's just kind of, when you know, somebody says 80s rock, you think hair and loud, and Seeger.
So I'm going to my high school. Mm-hmm. Time here.
Which is like the 30s?
Yeah.
40s?
30s, yeah. And then I'm projecting our 50-year reunion to what I was there.
Hello, okay. My baby. Hello, my honey.
Okay. Now, speaking of school, so even though Carl and I aren't together, I'm still very close, and I love Mike. I always love Mike. He's one of the gifts of my life. So I wanted to help him out. So I said, you know, we're hanging out. We're doing other stuff, and I said, you know, what can I get you, you know? And it's way more than money, you know, but it's other things. But if I could help out a little bit of money. He goes, how about parking? And I told him this months ago. And so we closed the deal yesterday. He attends Wayzata High School. What do you think it costs for Mike to legally park at Wayzata High School?
As a student,
yep.
To just park in their lot for the entire school year?
That's correct.
Man, I'm trying to remember what it was back in my day.
Did they have cars back then?
They did. You had to push them, but they did have four wheels.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably $300-$400 for the entire year.
What? See, so then I'm going to jump in. The game's over because it was $270. And
okay, maybe I'm really overshooting the mark.
No way, it was $400. I mean, where'd you go? Malibu, Institute of Wealthy People?
Yeah, it was very exclusive.
What do you think of 270? Now, who knows? Maybe I'll find out it was for one semester.
A week?
What's that like for the first week?
I'd take that. 270 for the entire year?
You think that's reasonable?
I think that's okay. I mean, Wayzata, come on. They can charge a lot.
Yeah, well, by the way, the Wayzata School District, there's one school in Wayzata. Ever their schools in Plymouth.
I thought you were going to tell me it was closer to 1,000, to be honest.
Well, if it was literally in Wayzata, you know, down by Cove and all those places, it'd be like $1 million or something if they built one of those schools. Okay, tell me what you're paying for parking for your kids. And do we think the Blakes and the Brecks and the Providences are just astronomically high?
They probably just roll it into the tuition and tell you that parking's free.
Probably do. Because where are we at with some of the, I mean, Blake and Breck, they're what, 26, 27, 28,000, something like that?
I don't care to know because I ain't going to ever have to find out.
No.
Sorry, girls.
No, it wasn't. I believe in public schools, and I believe we move to the Plymouth, Wayzata area because of their schools. So, combo, since I think of Seeger in high school, what is the go-to for you Seeger song? And then, what are your kids paying for parking? What other costs are absurd tied to school? I remember when the older boys were going, the calculators. And you had to get a different calculator every year.
Your TI-85 graphing calculator?
I think they were each $400,000. It was like, be like Hunter Griffin. Be like, didn't we just pay an extraordinary amount for a calculator? Yeah, it's a different one. Big calculator, I'm coming for you. Kamala, speaking of price gouging, you can go there. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. This is all tied to National Radio Day.
You got it. It's radio music today.
All right. We'll get to National Radio Day. We haven't done it in a while, right? We'll get to some radio moments. When you think of radio, what do you think of it? 2:35. We're talking Seeger's best song, and also school costs. Chris has called in. Chris is listening. Chris, go ahead, sir. You're on WCCO.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Love the show.
Thank you.
I live in Buffalo, and my daughter just paid $100 for her parking pass. And I think the family activity passes are about $180.
What a deal you're getting in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's great. Great school district, great teachers, great faculty.
Have you lived out in Buffalo? I'm not too far from there. I'm probably 20 minutes from there. Have you lived out in Buffalo for a long time?
Yeah, 20 years.
Fantastic.
So,
yeah. If you move a little bit to your east, you're going to pay a lot more money, Chris. So enjoy.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you so much for listening to the kind words. More text here. Turn the page. Turn the page is way, way up there, right?
I mean, I think I said turn the page.
Well,
I'm
just going over the text.
I'm just making sure that wasn't one that you were going to throw the tape thing at me.
No.
All of a sudden, the text brings up a great point. Okay.
What would I throw at you? Hey, we got the WCC Radio album in here.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned that before. Get the text. It looks fantastic.
It is a sharp cover. A lot of great photos inside.
You know what my favorite part of the album is?
What's that?
Not a single picture drush on it.
That's warranted.
And it's driving him nuts.
Yes.
I did not participate in the album because other people have been more impactful at this station than me. You know, I've been here. We're coming up on, I started 2009.
This will be 15 then.
Yeah, so maybe first day. Well, it was one of my father's anniversaries. So my first day, ironically enough, was not the same year. I know this will shock you, but the same first day as my father in 1955.
Wow.
So he started just a couple years ahead of me at WCCO. So it's got to be. Got to be coming up soon. But this WCCO album, which I haven't listened to it yet, but there's going to be the ability to buy the album, digital downloads, and it's all tied to we're 100 years old soon.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have all sorts of ways to get it, and it looks just great. And I know a lot of people put a lot of work into it, so bravo. Main Street. I'm not a Main Street Bob Seeger guy.
Yeah, that one's a little slow for me.
No, and there's a bunch of people. Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. I like Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. It's not top three for me.
Roll Me Away. I forgot that one. I like Roll Me Away. Mm-hmm. What are you shaking your head for? Mm-hmm.
Just like this one, Against the Wind. Get out of here.
You know, for someone who loves Seeger, you sure don't like a lot of his songs.
This might shock you. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. I'm kind of opinionated. Kind of particular. I'm kind of annoying.
Sunspot Baby?
Get out of here on that one. Seriously.
Kathmandu? I know that's got to be a no for you.
I kind of like Kathmandu for a weird way. Yeah. St. Thomas Albertville? Or St. Michael Albertville? St. Thomas. St. Michael Albertville?
Those are on the mind.
$390 a year.
Ooh.
Man, I didn't realize I was getting a deal with $270.
I mean, you're close to the outlet mall, so I guess.
Parking lot A at Eden Prairie was $350. Yes, because Michael did explain to me there's like a good parking lot, and then there's an okay parking lot. I'm like, kid, we don't live that far away from the high school. What's this parking lot? You know, are we going to tiers of parking lots in high school,
That's
though?
Tremendous. You have to have letters on the parking lot. Yeah, you're in the ostrich lot. It's way back there.
Well, have you driven by Wayzata High School?
Not for a long time.
It's a community college. It's ridiculous. It is enormous. And most of the growth in Plymouth is where the high school is and north. So you really, for sports purposes, they're keeping the high school, right? All these high schools do that. And listen, my experiences at Wayzata High School with my now four kids, great. Just great. Hunter, Griffin, Michael, Mainstream, and then Quentin. You know, we sought out a lot of schools. We were willing to move. We were willing to open enroll. We were willing to pay extra for a bus because Quentin is in special education and has this unique syndrome. And we went to a number of schools, and Wayzata was a 10. I'm telling you, a 10. And the kids were so great towards Quentin. And I'm not saying they aren't great. Woodbury and where did you go again?
Tartan High School.
Tartan, I'm sure they're great too. But, you know, when you're the parent of a special needs kid, there's a lot of other things that come to your mind that may not. And again, I was worried about how we'd be treated. And I'm sure there were some silly and insulting comments behind the scenes. But overwhelming doesn't even get to it. Almost all the kids were so great to him. And so when I hear people generalizing on, well, high school kids aren't this, or college kids aren't this, or kids in their 20s aren't this, B as in B, S as in S, closed circuit Suchi boy. There are some clowns. There are some lazy jackasses. And guess what? There were in the 50s. There were in the 70s. There were in the 90s. There's also a ton of just great kids. And you can see that when you interact with them. A couple more things here. A yearbook is $80. Photo package is $40. Insurance for the school-issued Chromebook is $45. Parking is another $150. He's at a school paying for all right now. I bought the first calculator. He bought the second when the first one went missing. I like it. That is good. The problem is you need different calculators for different classes. It's a big calculator is bringing us down. Jamie Yuccas, she's always great on the show. Jamie's next.